果没有带圣经的话，请你可以看到那个 slide。 OK， 第五，请我们以大家以齐声的方式来朗读路加福音第二章第八节。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光是照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个新孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成事，就是主所指示我们的。感谢主，把时间交给贵弟兄。
弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。我们在昨天晚上的圣诞夜呢，读了路加福音第二章的刚才那一段经文，今天又读了一遍。
Last night we read the scripture from Luke chapter 2 and today we are going to read it again.
让我印象深刻的是有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And the verse that impressed me the most is verse 13. A great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
我很羡慕在伯利恒野地的那几个牧羊人啊，他们在那天的夜里看到了天兵天使为庆祝主耶稣基督降生的精彩表演。
I was very jealous of the shepherds in the field of Bethlehem as they were able to watch the heavenly host and angels celebrating the birth of Christ, the Savior on that night.
如果你是天使长，给你担负一个任务，就是在主耶稣诞生的夜晚要带一队天上的解放军的士兵啊献诗。
If you are the archangel and you are responsible to lead a group of heavenly liberation army to worship on the night when the Lord Jesus was born,
请问你要唱什么呢？就怎样安排这样的一个演出呢？
What are you going to sing and how will you arrange the service?
我刚才说的天上的解放军，大家都没有笑。
Yeah, I was expect some people laugh when I say heavenly liberation army.
在末日征战的时候，主耶稣会带着天上的众军下来击杀列国，把神的子民啊从世界的压迫中被彻底的解救出来。
In the war on the last day, the Lord Jesus will lead the heavenly army to strike down all the nations and set his oppressed people free from the world.
那圣诞夜出现的那一堆天兵啊，一定在其中。因此呢，那个是真正的解放军。
And the army showed on Christmas Eve will also be there, so they are the true liberation army.
我们都知道中国人喜欢热闹，让人兴奋刺激的就是观看北京天安门的群众大游行，或者是阅兵式。
As we all know, the Chinese people like to join the crowds and to watch different events. And the most exciting events probably will be to watch the parade on Tiananmen Square and the Grand military review.
但我们也观察到美国人啊，大概不喜欢看 大游行和阅兵式，但他们特别喜欢看球赛。
Americans seem to dislike to watch the parade and the review, but they are big fans of ball games.
球赛结束以后，散场的人潮啊，也和大游行差不多。
When the game is over, the crowds leaving from the stadium are just like a parade.
其实不懂球的人啊，只会看热闹，唯有懂球的人才看球。
Actually, those who has no idea about the rules, they were just joining the crowds. And for those people who understand the rules, they are actually watching the games.
在球赛里面看热闹的，最可看的就是啦啦队，英文叫做 cheerleader。
The most interesting thing to watch during game is the cheerleader.
就是有一些女生呢，把幼儿园的时候穿的花裙子啊，再穿出来。因着天比较冷的话，就使劲的又蹦又跳。
It is a group of girls wearing the dresses they used to wear in kindergarten. As it is too cold in the field, they have to keep dancing to keep themselves warm.
同时呢，有一大堆的吹鼓手在旁边，呐喊助阵。
And there is also a group of trumpeters cheering on the side.
我的小儿子桂蛋就常在他们的学校有球的时候，在旁边吹号。
My youngest son plays trumpet in his school, so he will play on the side when they have games.
带领这一队吹鼓手啊，就要有很大的学问。
The lead of the trumpeters should be very skilled.
因为每一个学校呢的球队啊，他们都有自己的战斗歌曲。那乐队的指挥一定要小心，选择时机，该为地方鼓劲的时候就为地方自己的队鼓劲。如果该让敌方泄气的时候，就让他们泄气。
Every team has its traditional fight song, and the conductor must be very carefully choosing the time when to play the song, so they can cheer up his own team and at the same time discourage the other team.
那这个世界上有一场最长的生死的比赛，就是撒旦对上帝的背叛。
There is a long-lasting life and death battle in this world. That is Satan's betrayal of God.
若是我们如果暂且把天上的解放军诗班啊当作吹鼓手，那么圣诞的夜他们到底吹什么唱什么呢？
Let's just consider the Heavenly Liberation Army as the trumpeters for this moment. So what will they sing on Christmas Eve?
首先，我们不要以为他们只是像cheerleader 一样啊，只负责助阵，与球赛球员都没有关系。
So, the angels, they are a little bit different from the cheerleaders. For cheerleader, they are only responsible for cheering for the team, but has nothing to do with the players.
因为敌方的球队队员啊，本来实际上是他们的老同事，就是堕落的天使们，他们的首领就是魔鬼撒旦。
So the players from the other team are actually their former colleagues, and they are the fallen angels, and Satan is the lead of the team.
圣经里面没有明确的讲什么时候神造了天使，那有一些天使啊，又是在什么时候堕落变成了魔鬼和邪灵。
And the Bible didn't tell us when exactly God created the angel, and when some of the angels corrupted and became devils.
因为但是根据以赛亚书、以西结书、启示录的一些经文，我们可以知道，魔鬼撒旦啊，原本是神造的一位全然美丽的天使长，因为骄傲而背叛神，而且带着三分之一的天使一起从天上坠落。
According to Isaiah, Ezekiel and the Revelation, Satan used to be one of the pretty archangels that God created.He betrayed God for the sake of his pride and took one third of the angels with him and fell from the heaven.
撒旦起初化身为蛇啊，在伊甸园引诱人犯罪堕落。在后来的启示录里面呢，他又现身为龙，最终被捉拿丢进火湖里面受永远的刑罚。
So Satan firstly became a snake in the Garden of Eden and deceived the man to commit sins, and later in the Revelation he became a dragon and was finally caught and thrown into the lake of fire to suffer eternal punishment.
让我们来查一查圣经，看看圣经中第一次在哪里提到天使，他们在做什么，他们与救恩又有什么关系呢？
Let's now look up the Bible and see where the Bible talked about the angel for the first time, and what were they doing and how they were linked to the salvation.
那在创世纪的第三章二十二节开始说，耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶，恐怕他伸手又折生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他自处之土，于是把他赶出去了。又在伊甸园的东边设安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的箭，要把守生命树的道路。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 22 to 24. And the Lord the God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and he must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord the God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of Garden of Eden, and cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life.
基路伯就是天使，他们的出现与人的犯罪的结局相关。他带着四面转动发火焰的箭，不是可爱的小天使，而是极其可怕。
The cherubim are the angels, and their appearance is the consequence of the sins that man committed. And the flaming sword flashing back and forth sounds very scary.
但是虽然如此，生命树仍然在那里。生命树的果子如果让人吃到的话，仍然能够永远的活着。那通往生命树的道路也没有被堵死，也没有被废弃，只是呢有天使在那里把守。
However, the tree of life was still there. The fruits from the tree of life can still make man live forever. And the way to the tree of life was not abandoned or blocked, but guarded by the angels.
好，我前面说过，首先堕落的是天使，引诱人和他们一起堕落的也是天使。
As we mentioned earlier, the angels were the first to corrupt.Then they deceived the man to corrupt as they did.
那现在呢？神让还没有堕落的天使啊，站在人和神的之间，把守生命树的道路。
But now God led the unfallen angel to stand in between man and God to guard the way to the tree of life.
天使眼见着照着神的样式、神的形象创造的人类犯罪，披上皮衣被从诺言中赶出来，耕种自处之土。
The angel watched the man who were created in the image of God commit sins, put on the garments made of skin, and be banished from the heaven to work on the ground.
也看到神荣耀的创造被污染，人与神隔绝。
They also watched the creature of God's glory being contaminated, and man was separate from God.
往后圣经有一段精彩的记载，就是神救赎计划与永远审判的说明，那天使也一直参与其中。后来在希伯来书说，亚伯拉罕接待客旅，不知不觉就接到了天使，所指的就是这个事情。
Later on, there is a wonderful story in the Bible. It is the epitome of God's plan of salvation and eternal judgment.The angels were involved throughout the story, and later, and the Bible talks about Abraham entertained strangers, and he actually entertained the angels. It was also referred to this story.
先是在创世纪的十八章一节开始，耶和华在曼尼的橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现。那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着。他一见，就从帐篷门口跑去， 迎接他们匍匐在地。
So the story begins from Genesis chapter 18 verses 1 to 2. And the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground.
三个人中有一位说，到明年这个时候，我必要回到你这里。你的妻子莎拉必生一个儿子。莎拉在那人后面的帐篷门口也听见了这话。
And Genesis chapter 18 verse 10, then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him.
接下来，三人就从那里起心向索多玛观看，亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要他叫他判吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
And Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 19.And when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him.To keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him.
耶和华说，所罗巴和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，深闻于我。我现在要下去查看他们所行的，果然像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。二人转身离开那里，向索多玛去，但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在耶和华面前。
Then the Lord said, The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. And the man turned away and went toward Sodom, so Abraham remained standing before the Lord.
这里所说的二人，应当就是罗德在坐在城门口啊，黄昏的时候遇见的二位天使，因为圣经说，那天晚上，那两个天使晚上到了所罗巴，而罗德正坐在所多巴城门口，看见他们，就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。
And the two persons mentioned here were the two angels Lot saw at the gateway of Sodom in the evening, as described in Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground.
这里的索多玛呢，就是他们的老同事撒旦做工做透了的地方，而且他做的这个工啊，今天正故技重施的坐在我们的当中。
Sodom was a corrupt place that has been taken over by the angel's former colleague Satan. Today Satan is doing the same thing amongst us.
如今同性恋盛行呢，成为时尚，同性婚姻在欧美都合法化了。这也许算不得是现今世界所谓民主进步的结果，很可能只是不当年索多玛之后尘而已。
Nowadays, homosexuality has become a fashion, and gay marriage has been legalized in the European American countries. It is not the outcome of a democratic process. It is more like following the path of Sodom.
因为圣经说，日光之下没有并无新事。
As the Bible says, there is nothing new under the sun.
后来他们催罗德上路，因为审判临近，软弱的罗德啊，他犹豫不前。
Then the angels urged Lot to start off as the judgment was near, but Lot hesitated because of his weakness.
创世纪四九章四五节说：“天明了，天使催逼罗德说：‘起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。’罗德也不走，二人因为罗德耶和华嫌怜恤罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。”
Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 to 16. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged the Lord, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the man grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them.
所以说天使对于人和神之间的这一切的事情呢，一直参与在其中。
That's why we say the angels are involved in all these things.
当然后来亚伯拉罕献以撒，天使呼叫他，摩西上西乃山，天使向他显现，以色列人出埃及有灭民的天使，约书亚攻城有天使做耶和华军队的元帅。
Also, when Abraham was about to offer Isaac, an angel called out to him. When Moses went up to Mount Sinai,An angel showed up to him, and when Israelites left Egypt, there were angels of destroyers. And when Joshua attacked the city of Jericho, the angel served as the commander of the army of the Lord.
尤其我们应该注意到，在旷野制造约柜的时候，那个约柜上的施恩宝座。
We should also pay attention to the.Atonement cover on the Ark of the Covenant.
出埃及二十五章十七节开始说，要有金金座、施恩座，长二肘半，宽一肘半，要用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头，这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯，二基路伯要连一块。在施恩座的两头，二基路伯要高张翅膀，遮掩施恩座；基路伯要脸对脸，朝着施恩座，要将施恩座安在柜的上面，又将我所要赐给的法版放在柜里。我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上各基路伯中间。和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Exodus chapter 25, verses 17 to 22. Make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and a cubit and a half wide, and make two cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover.Make one a cherub on one end, and the second the cherub on the other. Make the cherubim of one piece with the cover, and at two ends. And the cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. And the cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover.Place the cover on top of the ark and put in the ark the tablets of the covenant Lord, and I will give you. And then there above the cover between the two cherubim, there are over the Ark of the Covenant, Lord, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites.
我们从这里啊，施恩宝座上的基督伯，我们能够联想到什么呢？
What can we think of from the cherubim on the atonement cover?
在创世纪里，把犯罪的人啊赶出了伊甸园，又安设基督伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，把守生命树的道路。
So in Genesis, God drove the sinful man out of the Garden of Eden and placed a cherubim and a flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
那这里的基督伯也应当与通往生命树的道路有关。
Here, the cherubim should also be related to the way to the tree of life.
虽然到了这里，百姓还不能够敞着脸就回到神面前。但那个本来人是不能洁净的生命树的道路和乐园中的耶和华、啊、现在变成了施恩座来到了人间。
Although a man still can't return to God with their face uncovered, and they were not allowed to approach the way to the tree of life and the Jehovah in the heaven, so now the atonement of cover has come to the world.
大祭司一年一度带着赎罪的血啊，能够到至圣所里面与神相会，带来神所要吩咐他传给以色列人的一切的事情。
Every year, the high priest brings the blood of the sin offering into the holy place to meet with God and bring back God's commands to all the Israelites.
这虽然没有到达天使要唱歌的那个地步，但无疑呢，已经是人与神之间出现了一个大的转机。
Although it's not comparable to have angels singing, but it's already a great turnaround for man and God.
后来我们当然知道，属肉体的以色列人啊，非但无法讨神的喜欢，祭物和牛羊的血也不能够真正的除去人的罪。
We know that later Israelites were still unable to please God, and the offerings, the blood of cattle and sheep, can't sweep the sins from the man.
所以王国的先知啊，以西结书里面，我们又看见了天使的出现。
Therefore, the angels appeared again in Ezekiel.
以西结书的第一章二十三节开始讲，穹苍以下。活物的翅膀执张，彼此相对，每个活物都有两个翅膀遮体。活物行走的时候，我听见翅膀的声音，像大水的声音，像全能者的声音，像军队轰嚷的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音，他们站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下。在他们头上以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状。又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。下雨的日子，云中采火的形状怎样？周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verses 23-28. Under the vault, their wings were stretched out one toward the other, and each had two wings covering its body. When the creatures moved, I heard the sound of their wings, like the roar of rushing waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the tumult of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings. Then there came a voice from above the vault over their heads as they stood with lowered wings. Above the vault over their heads was what looked like a throne of lapis lazuli, and high above the throne was a figure like that of a man, I saw that from what appeared to be his wrist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire. And there from there down, he looked like fire, and a brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
这里有天使翅膀执掌，彼此相对，有宝座的形状，有火的形状，又说这是耶和华荣耀的形象。
Here we saw the wings of the angels stretched out one toward the other, and there was what looked like a throne and a figure like that of a man. And this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
到了以西结书的第八章的第一节开始，到了第六年六月初五日，以西结说，我坐在家中，犹大的众长老坐在我面前，在那里主的灵，主耶和华的灵降在我身上，我观看，见有形状仿佛火的形状，从他腰以下的形状有火，从他腰以上有光辉的形状，仿佛光耀的金睛，他伸出仿佛一只手的样式，抓住我的一缕头发，灵就将我举到天地中间，在神的意象中带我到耶路撒冷朝北的内院门口，在那里有触动主怒偶像的座位，就是惹动祭邪的。随之在那里有以色列 神的荣耀，形状与我在平原所见的一样。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verses 1-4. In the sixth year, in the sixth month of the, on the fifth day,While I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting before me, the hand of the sovereign Lord came on me there. And I looked, and I saw a figure like that of a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he was like fire. And from there up, his appearance was as bright as glowing metal. He stretched out what looked like a hand, and took me by the hair of my head.The Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and in visions of God, he took me to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the idol who provokes the jealousy stood. And there before me was the glory of the God of Israel, as in the vision I had seen in the plain.
于是这以后，以西结啊就被带着见到了以色列家里面的一切的污秽。
So after then, Ezekiel was taken to see all the impurities of the house of Israel.
然后以西结书的十章十四节开始说，耶和华的荣耀从基路伯那里上升，停在门槛以上，殿内满了云烟，殿宇也被耶和华荣耀的光辉充满。然后在十一章二十二节，于是基路伯展开翅膀，人子都在他们旁边，在他们以上有以色列神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀从神城中上升，停在城东的那座山上，灵将我举起，在异象中接着神的灵将我带进迦勒底地，到贝鲁的人那里，我所看见的异象也就离我上升去了。我便将耶和华所指示我的一切事都说给以色贝鲁的人听。
So next we're going to read the verses from Ezekiel chapter 10 to chapter 11. Then the glory of the Lord rose from above the cherubim and moved to the threshold of the temple, and the cloud filled the temple, and the court was full of the radiance of the glory of the Lord.Then the cherubim with the wheels beside them spread their wings, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. The glory of the Lord went up from within the city and stopped above the mountain east of it. the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the exile in Babylonia in the vision given by the Spirit of God. Then the vision I had seen went up from me, and I told the exiles everything the Lord had showed me.
弟兄姐妹，明白这里讲的是什么吗？这是真真正 正的神的荣耀离开了以色列。
Brothers and sisters, do you understand what we just read? It says, the glory of God truly left Israel.
神离开了他在人间的居所，任凭仇敌践踏耶路撒冷和摧毁圣城，把他的子民掳到大河的东边去，又从那里被分散到世界各国，在万民中被抛来抛去，没有平安，不得神的喜悦，直到耶稣基督降生的日子。
God forsook his dwelling in the world and let the enemy destroy his holy city and his holy temple, and the people of God were carried off to the east side of the river and scattered all over the places from there. And they were abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth. And there was no peace anymore. No one can please God until the born of Jesus Christ.
从表面上看啊，天使的叛军又得胜了，因为神的荣耀从人间撤退了。神的百姓再度败坏，比从前更甚。但是呢，有一个更高的意念与计划，却继续的往前行。
It seemed that the rebel army of the angel won again. The glory of God had left the world, and the people of God corrupted again more than ever. But there was a higher thought and a plan continuously moving forward.
用以西结书的话说，牧人在羊群四散的日子，怎样寻找他的羊，我也必照样寻找我的羊。这些羊在迷晕黑暗的日子散到何处，我必从那里救回他们来。
As said in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 12, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness.
用罗马书的话讲，律法经以肉体软弱，有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
As said in Romans chapter 8 verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, and so condemned sin in the flesh.
用以赛亚书的话说，因此主要给自己给你们，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
As said in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign.The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
而且这一次，神必定成就他所要成就的事，就是除灭魔鬼的作为，把人带到他起初的心意里面去。
And this time, God will surely do what He wants to do, and that is to destroy devil's work and bring His people back to His first heart and mind.
我们转了一大圈，看看天使与我们的救恩的关系，然后我们回到起初的问题。
We just talk about the relationship between angels and our salvation. Now let's come back to the question we asked at the beginning of the sermon.
如果你是天使长，现在担负一个任务，就是在主耶稣诞生的那的夜晚，要带领一队天上的解放军的失败献诗。 请问你要唱什么歌？又会怎样安排这一场演出呢？
So if you are the archangel and you are responsible to lead a group of heavenly liberation army to worship on the night when Jesus Christ was born, what are you going to sing and how will you arrange the service?
答案我们可以从书中去找，就是记在路加福音的第二章。
We can go back to Bible for the answer, and it is what Luke says.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊人，夜间按着根刺看守群羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
So let's look at Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 15 again. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid.I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使便离开他们，上升天去了。
And this will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests."When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see what this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
弟兄姐妹们，希伯来书告诉我们，天使本是服役的灵啊，为将来要承受救恩的人效力。
Brothers and sistersHebrews tells us angels are ministering spirits that are sent to serve those who will inherit salvation.
圣经里面没有多解释说为什么天使要这样唱这样安排，但是既然写在圣经里面，必然是最好的安排。
The Bible doesn't tell us why it is planned like this, but since it is in the Bible, we know this is the best plan.
天使告诉我们，至高之处荣耀归于神，与之切切相关的就是人啊，真的有人在地上得到了神的喜悦，并且呢与神和好的平安。
Angel tells us, glory to God in the highest heaven. So what closely linked to it is, on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.
这是神在圣诞赐给我们的礼物，也是我们可以转赠出去的礼物。
This is the gift that God sent to us on Christmas, and we can also send this gift out.
趁着还没有开学，从教会出去的时候，就请把福音带出去，传给你的同胞，传给你的同学吧。
So before the new semester starts, let's take the gospel out of the church and bring it to your compatriots and classmates.
让地上平安归于人，让罪人变成神所喜悦的人，天使呢也就必然为你歌唱。
Let the peace be to the people on earth, and let the sinners become the man pleasing to God, so the angels will sing for you.
有一首圣诞的诗歌叫做《小鼓手》，我最近呢听到几遍，让我非常的感动。那歌词是这样的
There is a Christmas song called The Little Drummer Boy. I was so moved by this song recently, and the lyric is shown on the screen.
来吧，他们告诉我，来看一个新生的王。
Come, they told me, a newborn king to see.
我们带了最好的礼物去呈现给这个王。
Our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king.
我们好来尊荣他。
So to honor him when we come.
小小婴孩，我也是一个贫苦的男孩。
Little baby, I am a poor boy too.
我没有适合给王的礼物可以带。
I have no gift to bring, that is fit to give the king.
我能为你打鼓吗？
Shall I play for you?
玛利亚点头，牛羊看着时间。
Mary nodded, the ox and the lamb kept time.
我就为他打鼓，我尽量打得最好。
I played my drum for him, I played my best for him.
然后他对我微笑，也对着我的鼓微笑。
Then, he smiled at me, me and my drum.
这看来只是一个非常简单的儿歌，在听的时候却使我掉泪。
This is a very simple children's song, but I was weeping when I was listening to it.
我也是一个贫穷的人，就像那个小鼓手。
I am also a poor man, just like the little drummer.
我没有适合的礼物。可以带来给主耶稣来尊荣他。
I have no gift fit to give to the Lord Jesus to honor him.
我只能做一些微不足道的事情，但我尽量去做得最好。
I can only do some little things, but I will do my best.
我虽然得不到人的称赞，却看得见主对我和我微不足道的服事来微笑。
I won't receive the praise from man, but I see the Lord smiles at me for what I have done.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
至高至处无比尊荣天父上帝。
God, Heavenly Father in the highest.
感谢你赐下爱子耶稣基督，让我们这些罪人蒙赦免，成为你所喜悦的人，并得着真正的平安。
We thank you for giving us your son, and in him we have redemption. May us become those who you are well pleased, and may we receive the true peace.
求你悦纳我们这些卑微仆人微不足道的服事，使我们这些不配的人彰显你的荣耀。
Please accept the trivial things your servants are doing, and use us to make your glory known.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.